last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We all want to live meaningful lives, yet in the middle of our studies, work, family, responsibilities, and daily routine, we don't always stop to think about the kind of life we are building, right? What shapes our lifestyle, and how can belief in Mahdaviyya and awaiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, influence the way we live every day? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to your program, The Last Savior, brought to you by IRIB English Radio. I am Ali at your service, and I am joined by my dear brother, Dr. Ali. Assalamu alaikum, dear doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Jazakallah khair. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's been a while, man. Always love our conversations, and I always learn from you.
Jazakallah khair. Yeah.
So, dear doctor, we've been discussing the Mahdavi lifestyle and its requirements. I think now it's better to just delve into the concrete examples that if you want to pursue and have a Mahdavi life, for not just for ourselves, for our family, our kids, and raise them in a way to follow the destination and the goal for paving the road, basically, for the re-arrival, inshallah, of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten reappearance. So what would be the tiny acts, the examples, how we can exemplify these concepts in our daily lives as well?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. When we entered the examples, we said that all these examples that we are enumerating and talking about, they are going to have a sort of flavor, orientation, or let's say inclinations toward the concept of Mahdaviyya. For example, to revive our hearts by what act, by whatever action we do for the sake of the arrival of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So we have it in our heart that whatever we do should be tuned and should be according to what Imam alayhi salam loves.
Yeah.
Right? Second, we said that we, in case we strengthen our silatul rahim, that is, our relationship with the kinship, or our communications with the kinship, right? So we did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on what? To actually have a flavor or color of this beauty, this beautiful notion of Mahdaviyya in it.
Yeah.
So we want to say that in all this communication that we have, we want to flavor it with what? With the concept of Mahdaviyya.
True.
That is, at least we mentioned a name of it. Like, for example, I always repeat this example, that when we are standing or we are sitting in an office of a doctor, a physician, to visit us, right? We are trying, all of our best to be the one who is going to be entering the office, right? To be visited by the doctor.
Yeah.
So this waiting.
Even if you want to get the shot.
Sorry.
Even if you want to get the shot, no. And you will be the you will be the kid.
No. So. At least here, in case it is that sacred, yes. Okay. Even being sacrificing yourself is something quite sacred. Then.
Beautiful.
You want to say that. This everywhere you need to have a trace of this beloved that you are in love with. So you have to prove that you are waiting for someone, so that you are called that he is the true lover of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Or at least, in case even if that you are not going to be called such a thing, everyone knows that you are going to be considered among the waiters of Imam Mahdi.
Do you believe in the concept of fake it till you make it? Like, if we can just, sometimes we try to attach ourselves, even superficially, to Imam Zaman.
Yeah.
Change of a ringtone, mobile ringtone, to something.
Yeah,
does it work?
Yeah, I think it does. You know what? In a hadith, I want to actually back my statement, back my proof with a narration. Mm-hmm. You know, narrations about the mourning over Imam Hussein alayhi salam said that in case you are in a majlis, in a, let's say, program, in a mourning assembly,
yeah,
try to cry over the catastrophe that happened on Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura and his family and his companions, right?
Yes.
Try to cry over
those.
Yeah,
it's recommended.
Yeah. Catastrophes. But in case at that moment you are not able to cry,
you're not in the mood for it.
Do tabaki. What does tabaki mean? I mean, to try to show yourself like those who are crying.
Mm.
Right? I mean, this action that shows that you're in that mode.
Even the tears doesn't come out.
Even the tears are not coming out. So it means that it gives you this actually sense of closeness to that feel, to that, let's say, that environment.
Yeah.
So the same way for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We need to actually try and tune all our actions from even from based on what you call it superficial, from superficial actions to the ones that are really and genuine and from the bottom of one's heart, right? So we need to practice all of them in order to make it established in our heart that we are waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
And this somebody is that much beautiful, and the government of whom is that much great and with so and so grandeur, right?
Okay.
So we discussed about the Silatul Rahim and its importance, and we said that we need to give a color to these relations and communications that we have. The next example, the next action that we can call it and we can think on it is gifting to one another. Gifting to one another, what does it mean? So we have been ordered that we gift each other periodically, sometimes even without any reason. Mm. You as my brother in faith, I need to gift you something, for example, once, right?
Okay.
Or does it require any reason? Sometimes it requires some reason. For example, at the times of the Eid, right? For example, Eid al-Ghadir.
Would you act upon this hadith, Sheikh?
To some extent, yeah.
You can start with me.
I was expecting such a thing.
I was waiting for this moment to just, yeah.
Well, inshallah, hopefully, inshallah, I'll try my best, inshallah, to gift you also, inshallah.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah, inshallah, hopefully. So we want to say that this is among the conduct and sunnah and seerah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, infallible imams, to give. Now we can, again, give a flavor and give a color to this gift that we are giving. For example, we can make them more meaningful at the time of the mid-Sha'ban celebrations, right? Mm. So mid-Sha'ban celebrations, we can make it more colorful with plenty of gifts to plenty of brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
So if it is going to happen in any other time, so what's the solution? What's the suggestion or proposal? It's going to be, I mean, in case we give it, I mean, yes, this is for the sake of your love towards Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is for, let's say, for the, with this niyyah, intention of hastening the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi
salam. To relate that joy and happiness with Imam Zaman.
With Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The next example that we're going to talk about is loving our spouses.
Okay.
So, based on what have you drive this point in the Islamic treasury, brother. So we have a famous hadith that it says that try to be the causes of kunu lana zainan wa la takunu lana shaynan.
Yeah.
What does it mean? It says we are recommended to be a cause of beauty of Ahlul Bayt.
Okay.
Not a cause of defaming them and actually disrespecting them. So what does it mean? So whatever we do, whatever action we do, so it brings a sort of, I don't know, a point in the mind of the person who is your subject, who is your addressee, that this person, that who this person is.
Hmm.
In case, for example, you respect your family and spouse, or this, the wives are respecting their husbands, and men are actually respecting their wives. So it gives this hint and this point to the other side that this person who claims to be the waiter of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he's a genuine claimer. So even this love will be more colorful and enlightened in the heart of the other side.
How come?
Yes, because when you actually
normally we say like the wives when they when you say to them that I like you because of a mom's own, they will say you like me because of me.
Yeah? No.
I should be the center of your life or something like that. You know, in that dramatic.
Here, I didn't say that. Okay, you need to say that I love you because of mom's own man. Though it's good to be said.
Yeah,
but I meant something else. I meant that when you love your family members for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
You love them, right?
You love them, you have mercy on them, you care about them.
Okay. When you love them, they think, the other side thinks that you, as a practitioner, as a Muslim, as a waiter of Muhammad alayhi salam, you have received a good role model in your life and he will be more interested in that role model that you have. Right?
Yeah.
The same way that, for example, the wife, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually loves you, right? And then what happens? Then you think, okay, this lady is a real awaiter of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Mm. So for this, I mean, this love will be more intense.
True.
Then we want to say that this loving intentions, this beautiful and loving relations, actually, though it builds, the relations in the best way possible inside the family.
Okay.
But again, it gives a color to those who are actually binded to the Mahdavi beliefs. Mm-hmm. Because you are known here, at least in your family, that a person who believes in the arrival of Mahdi alayhi salam later on.
Yeah.
But are you going not to prepare yourself for that Mahdavi government?
Yeah.
So we have to do one step ahead.
Yes.
Not to just claim it. So what do I do for this government, for the arrival of Muhammad alayhi salam? So I need to start from myself, from knowing myself first, second, with my the ones who are in touch with me. I mean, my family members. Third, with the people in the society.
Sure.
And whoever I'm in touch with in the society. So when do you want to prove, how do you want to prove that you are a real waiter of Muhammad alayhi salam? So from these small and actually, these small actions that we just enumerated.
And you know what? It is interesting that sometimes a person being a good person, a practitioner of Islam, sometimes we like those people and those people become the reason that we practicing Islam. Like they are like reminding us of Prophet, of Imams, like the scholars, like good people, like people who have this divine light in their faces. So we try to be like them because we know they are onto something real.
Very true.
This is the same story with the love that you are talking here.
As far as they are not suffering from lack of love, so it means that you have actually watered them the necessary love that they are in need of. I mean, even beyond their needs. So it means that, okay, how beautiful. I mean, he is just a follower of the Imam. He's that much beautiful. Mm. How much beautiful the Imam himself is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So we want to say that everything should be diverted towards this love that we are after. Okay, the next example that we received, the next example that we want to talk about in this Mahdavi lifestyle is about kissing our kids and children.
Mm.
So are we, obliged or are we recommended to kiss our kids? In the conduct in the Sirah and Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is recommended, it has been recommended a lot in plenty of ahadith to kiss our children.
Yes. It was kissing Imam Hassan, like his grandsons. Yeah, we all know that.
In case we refrain from kissing them, they will really be suffering from lack of love and social, and it will create social harms.
Mm.
So we need to be cautious on what we're doing, even in the family. Mm-hmm. So this, the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says exactly, let me recite the translation of the hadith of the Holy Prophet. It says, whoever kisses his child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write good deeds for him. This is what the Holy Prophet said. Again, he continues in another hadith. Again, he says in another hadith, kiss your children a lot, for every kiss is a degree in heaven for you, the distance of which is 500 years. 500 in the year.
It's such
rejection.
A small act, but it comes with this great reward. Amazing.
Yeah. So we see that what we are talking about here, even today in the new science and the knowledge, With the progress of science, the importance of affection and love towards the family members, towards the kids, especially the role of kissing children in raising and developing their healthy personality is more clear.
It is clear.
It's clearer.
We've got cases like people become psychopaths and like a great serial killer, but not just receiving, you know, affection from their parents.
Very true.
Yeah.
So we want to say that this is important. So when the kid is being brought up in this way, in this format, so he sees that his father, who claims himself to be a waiter of Muhammad alayhi salam, is striving a lot to reach and to pave the way for the mom, is that much kind and affectionate. Mm. So this sense would be actually strengthened in his heart.
Yeah.
And will be revived in his heart. And he starts to love whatever his father loves.
Exactly.
Right.
It's the same story as I like the people you like.
Very true.
Yeah.
I like the people that you like.
Thank you so much, dear audience, for joining us and listening to our topic. We've been discussing the examples, the tiny, minor examples that we can actually pay attention to in our daily lives regarding pursuing and having a Mahdavi lifestyle. So wait for the next, until the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.